Good morning, beloved. Thank you again for joining me as we begin our week together reading God's Word. Today, on Monday morning, we begin with our study of Isaiah chapter 44, verses 1 through 20. In this passage, the Lord God is God alone, who is our creator and source of help. Idolatry is ridiculed, and idols made of metal and wood are cited as examples. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week together is encouragement. Let's be an encouragement one to another this week. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 44 at verse 1. The Lord says, "Listen now, Israel, my servant, my chosen people, the descendants of Jacob. I am the Lord who created you from the time you were born. I have helped you. Do not be afraid. You are my servant, my chosen people whom I love. I will give water to the thirsty land and make streams flow on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your children and my blessings on your descendants. They will thrive like well-watered grass, like willows by streams of running water. One by one, people will say, 'I am the Lord's,' and they will come to join the people of Israel. They will each mark the name of the Lord on their arms and call themselves one of God's people. The Lord who rules and protects Israel, the Lord Almighty, has this to say, 'I am the first, the last, the only God. There is no other God but me. Could anyone else have done what I did? Who could have predicted all that would have happened from the very beginning to the end of time? Do not be afraid, my people. You know that from ancient times until now, I have predicted all that would happen, and you are my witnesses. Is there any other God? Is there some powerful God I've never heard of? All those who make idols are worthless, and the gods they prize so highly are useless. Those who worship these gods are blind and ignorant. They will be disgraced. It is no good to make a metal image to worship as a god. Everyone who worships it will be humiliated. The people who make idols are human beings and nothing more. Let them come and stand trial. They will be terrified and will suffer disgrace. The metal worker takes a piece of metal and works over it over a fire, and his strong arm swings a hammer to pound the metal into shape, and he works, he gets hungry and thirsty and tired. The carpenter measures the wood. He outlines a figure with chalk, and he carves it out with his tools and makes it into the form of a man or a handsome human figure to be placed in his house. He might cut down cedars to use, or choose oak or cypress wood from the forest, or he might plant a laurel tree and wait for the rain to make it grow. A person who uses part of a tree for fuel and part of it for making an idol. With one part he builds a fire to warm himself and to bake bread, and the other part he makes a god and worships it. With some of the wood he makes a fire, he roasts meat, he eats it, and is satisfied. He warms himself and says, 'How nice and warm. What a beautiful fire.' The rest of the wood he will make into an idol. And then he bows down and he worships it, and he prays to it, and he says, 'You are my God, save me.' Such people are too stupid to know what they are doing. They close their eyes to their minds to the truth. The maker of idols hasn't the wit or the sense to say, 'Some of the wood I burned up, and I baked some bread on the coals, and I roasted meat and ate it, and the rest of the wood I made into an idol, and here I am bowing down to a block of wood.' It makes as much sense as eating ashes. His foolish ideas have so misled him that he is beyond help. He won't admit to himself that the idol he holds in his hand is not a god at all." And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, where the Bible says, "The Lord who rules and protects Israel, the Lord Almighty, has this to say, I am the first, the last, the only God. There is no other God but me. And beloved, we have grown in our modern age of wisdom and knowledge and instant internet access of any type of surgical procedure or law, you know, proceedings that you want to search out in any language, in any place in the world. And with all of this information at our fingertips, we have decided that we don't need God. We may not make our idols out of metal or out of wood, but we still have those things that separate us from God. Oh, how man has changed so much over the years, and yet in the end has changed so very little. Let's pray. Holy God, there is no other God but you, and I worship you alone. You are my creator and source of help and strength. Keep me close to you day by day, and I praise your holy name. Amen. Excuse me. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we'll be reading Isaiah 51, verses 1 through 16, where the prophet Isaiah offers words of comfort to Jerusalem. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.